I start by the name of Allah Ta'ala. I praise Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and I ask Him to make our intentions always sincere. Ya Allah, we ask You to make us safe and to protect us and guide us and to make us die on the creed of the Prophet. Ya Allah, we ask You to make us live as Muslims and die as Muslims. And we ask You, Ya Allah, to make us steadfast on the straight path and to make us die on the belief of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Ya Allah, we ask You to make us adhere to the belief of Ahlus Sunnah throughout our lives and to keep us distant from the people of Bid'ah. Ya Allah, we ask You to make us among those who die on the creed of the prophets and the messengers, that nothing deserves to be worshipped except Allah, and that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. Ya Allah, we ask You to make us among the humble and to make us sincere. We ask You to guide us to stay Muslims all our lives and to die as Muslims. We ask You, Ya Allah, to protect us from being misguided and to make us steadfast in following the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad and to end our lives as Muslims. We ask You, Ya Allah, to make us among those who adhere to the rules and methodology of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And I ask You to give us a good ending. Ya Allah, we ask You to keep us steadfast in the religion of Islam, the religion that complies with the sound mind, the teachings of Prophet Muhammad that are believing in the oneness of Allah and that nothing deserves to be worshipped but Allah, the Almighty, the Creator, the Powerful, the Knowledgeable, the One who is attributed with attributes of perfection. And to keep us steadfast on the belief that all of the prophets and messengers were believers in Allah and they were all Muslims submitting and believing in one Creator, Allah. Ya Allah, we ask You to guide us to follow the prophets and to be guided by their teachings. We ask You to protect us from blasphemy, from major sins and small sins. Ya Allah, we ask You to end our lives in complete belief and to admit us to paradise. Ya Allah, we ask You to have mercy upon us and forgive our sins. Protect us from the torture of hellfire. O Allah, You are the Alive. You are the Qayyum, the One who does not need anything, the Forgiver of the sins, the One who accepts the repentance, the One who creates the guidance, the One who endows the endowments on the people. You are the One who gives their needs, the Sustainer, the Generous and the Most Merciful. We ask You to have mercy upon us and forgive us. Ya Allah, we ask You by the virtue of Your good names to raise the rank of our Prophet Muhammad, the last of the prophets and messengers, to guide us to mention You, to make dhikr. And Ya Allah, we ask You to make us always rely deeply upon You. Ya Allah, we ask You to keep us following the teachings of the Prophet and to make us satisfied with what You give us without leaning towards acquiring worldly matters from other than You, and to guide us to do the good deeds always. Ya Allah, we ask You to give us a perfect belief and a strong certitude, and to gather us on the Day of Judgment with the Prophets, the Martyrs, and the righteous Muslims. Ya Allah, we ask you for all of that by the virtue of our Master Muhammad, the Master of the Messengers, and the special beloved person to you, Ya Allah. We ask you to have mercy upon us and upon the Muslims, to forgive our sins, the sins of our parents and our brothers and sisters. You are the most forgiving. Ya Allah, you are the most merciful. Have mercy upon us. And have mercy upon the nation of the Muslims. Ya Allah, we ask you to have mercy upon the nation of Islam. Ya Allah, we ask you to make us among the defenders of this great call, the call to worshipping Allah alone and to believing in Prophet Muhammad and all of the prophets and messengers as slaves of Allah. We ask you to accept our deeds and to accept our supplication by the virtue of the Prophet and the righteous ones. Ya Allah, we ask you by your 99 names, and we ask you by Prophet Muhammad, and we ask you by La ilaha illallah, and we ask you by the virtue of the beloved pious ones, to accept our deeds and to forgive our sins, Ya Allah. And praise be to Allah, the owner of the humans and the jinn, the creator of everything. May Allah raise the rank of our Prophet Muhammad and protect his nation from that which Prophet Muhammad fears for them. Ameen. Walhamdulillah.